In our gospel this morning, the crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" 2,000 years later, I think it's safe to say that many are still asking this seemingly simple question and coming up with all sorts of misguided answers. What should we do? Oh my gosh, it's December 16th. We've only got 9 days till Christmas. I've got more gifts to buy, 3 more parties that I can't get out of. And there's no way the boss is going to let me off work until this project is complete. And then there's groceries to buy, baking that needs to be done. The tree is up, but my family is coming over, and I'm afraid that some of them would rather be somewhere else. I don't know how it's all going to get done. I'm exhausted, and I suppose I just have to push through. What should we do? When you think about it, John's advice he gives to the crowds in our gospel today, it really doesn't seem like anything new. He tells the tax collectors to be fair. He tells the soldiers to do their job justly. He tells the people to be good to their neighbor. There's really nothing earth-shattering about that, is there? And maybe, just maybe, that's our answer. Advent is all about preparing for Christ's coming, and we ought to renew our commitment as Christians to reach out to others, especially those who need it most, the disadvantaged, most vulnerable. And as St. Paul tells us today in our second reading, our kindness should be known to everyone. My mom was a wonderful seamstress, and it didn't take long for others to figure that out. Growing up, I can remember Mom was always sewing for what I was sure was half of the neighborhood women, especially around the holidays. She seemed to be busier. And I used to get so upset, and I'd ask her all the time, "Why are you doing this?" Even through a child's eyes, I could see that it was a lot of work, and I knew that she never accepted any money for what she did. Well, she tried to help me understand. She'd tell me how she enjoyed sewing for people who really appreciated it, and it gave her so much joy to see the look on their faces the first time that they would put their new outfits on. You know, I think that that's somewhere between John the Baptist's message and my mom's story, the way she lived her life. I think maybe there's the answer there. What should we do to discover that inner peace, that sense of joy that is always there, even though maybe we're living through some of the storms in our lives? We live a life where today St. Paul tells us there will be no anxiety at all. And I believe the answer has been right in front of us all along. Let's be kind to everyone, and not just kind to the people that are kind to us. Let's be generous with our time and our talent, our treasure, maybe to a point where it hurts just a little bit, putting others before ourselves and never asking anything in return. Let's conduct ourselves honestly. You know, it makes for a great night's sleep. Let's be content with what we have. After all, there are so many more that have so much less. And that means let's be grateful for all that God has gifted us. And, oh yes, let's not forget to thank Him once in a while. So how about if we accompany each other in our struggles? Let's help one another, bearing another's burden so that those are hurting, they're carried along by being a part of this wonderful community we have here at St. Bridget, a community who rejoices and hopes in the Lord. Today we light the rose-colored candle. Let us rejoice. Joy is within our grasp. Just 9 days till Christmas. What should we do?